At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
Welcome inside an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit. On Twitter, I write and cover your Ole Miss football rebels, all rebels, actually, at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliative on three. We're talking football today with Ben Mintz of Barstool Sports. Well, I got football on the brain, but if you want to get all football, basketball, recruiting coverage, Caleb Cunningham flips the five-star in-state wide receiver from Alabama to Ole Miss. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit today, OleMissSpirit.com, and sign up for as low as $1. We'd love to have you. There it is right there, OleMissSpirit, OleMissSpirit.com. We're always brought to you, Talk of Champions, by Riverland Roofing, the little house up top. For all your roofing needs, it's Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. And few, if any, are doing more in the Ole Miss NIL space than Riverland Roofing. So please support them, Rebels helping Rebels, and one Rebel to another. Hey, Ben Mintz from Barstool Sports, how are you, buddy?
Man, I mean, how could you not be doing? I mean, I don't know that I've ever been better in my entire life. Man, had so much fun on here with you last week. Obviously, me and you go back a long way. Most fun weekend I've ever had at Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi. Number one, and I've been coming for 30 years. And even more than 2014 Bama. That was the number one best weekend I've ever had at Ole Miss in Oxford in every possible way. I'm still trying to process everything a few days later because it doesn't seem like it was real.
It doesn't. And everything about it, I've been talking about it, obviously, since it happened in the first thing I said about it in the post-game show here on Talk of Champions was it felt like a huge family reunion. And part of that was seeing you and the Barstool crew getting to shake hands with Brandon Walker and squash whatever little beef he might have had about some stuff. And then to see the parents of players and Ole Miss fans, young and old, show up and then get the result, it was pretty special. And I texted Mincy in the middle of the game. And I said, boy, did you call every single bit of this. Nailed it, my friend. So, hey, salute to you. You called that game from start to finish.
Yeah, so I was on. It was fun, too, because you can look at the tape. I mean, I was on here last week, and I remember my exact analysis of it. The over-under was 54.5 points. And I told you, I said I thought it was should be 48 or 49. It was inflated 6 to 7 points because of the Ole Miss 63-31 final at Arkansas. And knew it was going to be two of the top five defenses in the country, physical game in the rain, final score 28-10. I mean, went way, way under. I liked Ole Miss in the game. I really did. Took that. And then I want to give a shout out to Jackson Dart, because when you look at the way that game went, he hurts his ankle on the second down. First drive, he throws the pick on the third down. Georgia goes down and scores up 7-0. Dart, I had a parlay that was under 48.5 Ole Miss money line and Dart over 49.5 rushing. He hurts his ankle and still runs for 50 yards. And I hit it by half a point. Twitter went nuts. I mean, I don't know how I could hit a game harder. I slammed the under. I had Ole Miss. I hit a 21-1 parlay. And then the other thing, I mean, on here last week, it's time to have the most fun thing I did was I got on Twitter and told everybody, hop on Ole Miss 35-1 last week, national championship. And my quote was, if we beat Georgia, we'll be 12-1. We beat the crap out of them, so we're 10-1. So I know a bunch of Ole Miss people that jumped in with me. If you got that 35-1 ticket right now, you got to be loving it. So couldn't have been better on that front. I want to mention we're running back the Brick Watch Ole Miss Grove Collective Partnership. I've sold a couple already. Please DM me if you're interested. It's $1,000 goes to the Grove Collective, so you can support the Grove Collective and get a fire watch. So it's a great promotion. I sold like 40 last time. I know I'm not going to sell 40 again. I'm realistic because we've already sold so many. But if I could sell 10 to 15 and raise 10 to 15K more for the collective, I think that would be a win. And then just to recap real quick the stuff from last weekend. Just surreal. Like, I've been trying to get Dave Portnoy and Big Cat down to Ole Miss since I got hired in 2020. And it really felt like the whole last 4 years with the Lane era and me at Barstool, it all came together for last weekend. And, you know, we had a 7-top at City Grocery at 6:30 with Dave, me, his guy Austin, you know, Frankie Borelli, Roan, PFT. You know, just seeing them all and seeing Dave and City Grocery was like just surreal. I mean, I've been eating there since 99 when I came and looked at Ole Miss as a junior in high school. And Dave loved it. Then we walked to Funky's, did a Funky's pizza review. Shout out Lee Harris, who's always been such a big supporter of mine and Ole Miss, and he bought 2 Brick Watches. I don't want to spoil it, but that review will be out soon. It was rocking. Atmosphere was crazy at Funky's. Then I walk in the library, and the ball band Punk's playing, and PFT's lead guitarist, Ron, sings. I walk into the front row with some of my friends and just immediately hop on the stage. Next thing I know, I'm singing the Killers Mr. Brightside backup vocals in a sold-out library with Roan. I rip a hottie toddy that has the walls shaking in the library, and then I end up crowd surfing at 41 years old in the library to Good Charlotte the Anthem. Not what I expected in my 40s. To say the least, but amazing. And then Saturday morning, met Dave and Big Cat and Walker at the Barstool set up and trailer, and then led them through the Grove. We walked through the whole Grove. We stopped at a tent, and then we walked through the Walk of Champions, and Dave just got mobbed. But Dave, just crazy scene. And then I met you right before the Barstool show about noon. And it was raining pretty hard, was a little worried about it. Man, we ended up getting such a huge turnout. And a moment, you know, I'm a pretty sentimental guy, anybody that knows me. And right before the show, when I was up there with Spider throwing out T-shirts, I got my phone out to take a pic and a video. I mean, I was like overwhelmed. I was literally like almost tearing up when there was like 2,000 people with Mincy Chance, with Dave and everybody at Ole Miss. It was like one of the most full circle moments of my life. And, you know, good to get Brandon Walker in Oxford. Everybody, you know, he certainly caught a lot of heat during the show. I thought the show was spectacular. I got to do the last 10 minutes. And, you know, Dave Portnoy saying Oxford and Ole Miss is the best college town and campus he's been to in America. I mean, I don't know how you can get a better, you know, glowing recommendation than that. And all this stuff's even before the game. I mean, it was like the best weekend ever with all that. And then just so much to say about this game. I mentioned the bad start and the Austin Simmons thing. I mean, you got an 18-year-old freshman when you're down 7-0 against one of the best defenses in America in the rain. And he just comes in there like unflappable and, you know, converts the 4th-and-1 on the slant to Caden Lee. And just the drive he had, you know, changed the energy and everything of the whole game. Because, I mean, I know we all felt that. When it started 7-0 in the rain and Dart got hurt, I was just, I mean, you couldn't have a worse situation. But he gets us back in it with a 7-7. Defense plays awesome first half. Shout out to Lane Kiffin. You know, we always go for it, and he's an analytics guy. But when you trust your defense in a game in the rain and you knew Georgia couldn't move the ball, taking the points was the right move. Field goals are huge in that game. And Caden Davis, it's a 53- and 48-yarder in the rain. And so you're up 16-7 at half. Start of the second half, I told my buddies, I was sitting on the 40-yard line, like 60 rows up with two of my old friends, and I said the entire game is the first drive of the second half. Because if Georgia goes down and scores, it's 16-14, and you're in a coin flip game. Well, that was the only good drive they had the whole game, but Ole Miss stopped them on the 5-yard line, and holding them to a field goal there, I think was an unbelievably pivotal moment of the game to hold them there. And then after that, Georgia couldn't get first downs. I mean, when you look at Princely and Perkins off the edge, Edge and Jared Ivey. And that Georgia left tackle's jockstrap still laying on the field at the Vaught. And Ole Miss dominated that second half. You know, you look at Georgia's offense, there was no vertical passing game. Everything was bubble screens or in the middle. You know, three turnovers. I mean, it was the best defensive. Ole Miss has had some great ones going back to the Lancers, but that was the best defensive effort I've ever seen, considering the stakes. And then the other thing I want to mention, and I've talked about this a lot the last few years, just the Ole Miss marketing, athletic department, team, social media. Because, I mean, we've all been Ole Miss fans for a long time. Oxford's always been great. Grove's always been great. Stadium atmosphere used to not be on a level with the top tier of the SEC. Mm-hmm. They have turned this damn thing up. And the game got delayed a little bit because of TV at the start, and I was, like, thrilled when it started late because I knew it was going to be dark in the second half like LSU last year. And when it gets dark in that stadium with the speaker system and the laser light shows and everything we got, I mean, that atmosphere, I mean, in the rain, you know, the days of the – you know, I used to go to Ole Miss games, and a lot of, like, the old men would get mad at me for standing up and stuff back in the day. Those guys are gone now. Everybody's standing up, yelling, rocking. It was in the rain. That stadium was, like, shaking. The Dancing Queen thing was hilarious. People were, like, really, really into that. But the atmosphere, like, to hear Kirby Smart in the postgame say his players will never forget playing in an atmosphere like that at Ole Miss, like, that's a new thing in the last couple of years. LSU was like that last year, too. But to see Ole Miss's stadium atmosphere get to that top-tier level in the SEC, to go to toe-to-toes, you know, obviously you're never going to have more, you know, Ole Miss 68,000, but, you know, to be able to have an atmosphere that goes toe-to-toe with Death Valley and Tennessee and Bama and Auburn, that is an unbelievable accomplishment for Ole Miss. And that is, you know, I thought that was on display. I mean, you saw it with Caleb Cunningham flipping from Bama this week. I mean, if you're a recruit in Oxford, how could you not love what you saw? And I mean, like I said, most fun weekend I've ever had in Oxford, and I'm still trying to process it all. But I mean, and then when you look at two back at the scope of the roller coaster of the season, you know, we all know how terrible the Kentucky loss was. The LSU was heartbreaking, but you'd rather be 10-2 with a Georgia win than 10-2 with a Kentucky win. I mean, the Georgia win is the biggest win in college football by any team this season. Number one. I know Oregon beat Ohio State, but that was by 1 point at home. And so the boost you get off that dominant win, you know, Ole Miss number 11 in the playoffs this week. They got a bye, then at Florida, then Egg Bowl. At Florida, if Lagway plays, could be like a little tricky. The Egg Bowl won't be. Tennessee and Georgia play, somebody's going to lose. Indiana and Ohio State play, somebody's going to lose. Ole Miss is in such a nice spot to sneak up from 11-8 and possibly host a home playoff game. And, you know, the other thing I want to already mentioned, I mean, those who came with me on this 35-1 journey, buckle up, boys, because this thing, I mean, we were 14-1 preseason and we got us 35-1. Some of my finest work ever.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the greatest calls, I've been doing this for almost 20 years, and we've talked about betting stuff, lines, everything on this show since I started. Best call by far. I thought about it the whole time. I was like, there's like this conviction in my chest, like, Ben, you haven't bet on anything in a long time. I think that sounds perfect. And as it was played out, I'm thinking, I'm kicking myself. You know, like he nailed it. Mitch nailed that. And I think you touched on something too that really stuck out to me and I've been talking about. The atmosphere inside the stadium is not something I ever thought I'd see as an Ole Miss person, honestly. Like, not having equal atmosphere environment to a Death Valley, wherever it might be, whatever your standard bearer for college football environments, I never thought I'd see Ole Miss at that level, and they were. They were on that game. And even more than that, all the pregame stuff, like I said, meeting or seeing people I hadn't seen in a while, including you, felt like a big family reunion. It felt like Ole Miss. And in 2024, a lot of college football feels like big business, and we get very nihilistic about it. And all I was filled with sentiment going into that stadium. And then to have the results, that was insane. And one thing I don't want to let get lost here, because you brought up the Brick Watch stuff. Brick Watch Company, because of you, man, I mean, this has been a multi-year effort. $40,000 check cut on that Barstool stage to the Grove Collective. You deserve a lot of credit, man, because I know the work, you know, even coming in an official capacity, talking about it with me, but even in text or whatever, man, I know the grind that it has been. So to get that reward and to see Mincy have so many people, I mean, got mobbed everywhere you went, like, Mincy, and I got a few spirit bends with it, but it was Mincy day. You know what I mean? I was thrilled for you, my friend. So yeah, just the fellowship and the community aspect of it. It felt like Ole Miss, which again, in these days, sometimes that's lost, but man, Saturday was different, Mince.
Yeah, and just the Dave Portnoy thing, too. I mean, think about it. We're the only collective in NIL in the country that has Dave Portnoy support. Other than, I guess he's going to support Michigan because he went there. And yeah, like me, Dave Portnoy, and Walker Jones taking a picture. No, there's no other school that has that. I mean, that's one of my favorite things I've ever done in my entire life, to be able to bring Dave to Ole Miss and, you know, how much he loved it. And so, I was sentimental all weekend. And it just, like I said, it really felt like everything from when Lane got hired in 2020 to when I got hired at Barstool, the Kentucky game, it felt like the whole 4 years built to Saturday, and that was like the payoff. And so, and now I'm looking ahead to, you know, Ole Miss with the bye this week. I do expect DJ Lagway to play for Florida against LSU on Saturday. I think Florida, if Lagway plays, is going to beat LSU. They're 4.5-point underdog. There's a stench in Baton Rouge right now. And the week after the Bama game is always tough. Billy Napier got passed on for the LSU job when Kelly got it out of ULL. This is his Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if Florida, if Lagway can play, that's the whole thing. But I think he's going. I wouldn't be surprised if Florida won. I actually think it might be good for Ole Miss in a way if Florida wins, because LSU has the tiebreaker on Ole Miss because they head-to-head in the SEC. Because LSU has three losses, but only two are SEC. So we need LSU to get a third loss. But regardless of that, if Florida wins this game, it'll make sure – I mean, Ole Miss is going to be up for it either way next week, but if Florida wins this game, then we'll really be up for it. So, you know, at Florida, still tricky if Lagway goes. If he's out, they have no chance. And then Black Friday Egg Bowl, I'll be back for it. Hope to see you there.
You
bringing my sister, brother-in-law, my nephews and niece are all coming. We're doing the big family deal. So I'm excited to get back for that.
Well, you touched on the complicated nature of the clump of 10-2 SEC teams and the tiebreakers and all that stuff. It is quite confusing. And on the Ole Miss Spirit message board, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of On3, the website that I write for, I got a DM last night asking, is there a scenario where a 10-2 Ole Miss gets left out? Do you think there is a scenario like that? Or is Ole Miss, because of having the best win in college football this year, if they're like, will they get the benefit of the doubt? You get what I'm saying? Like, is there a scenario?
No, for playoffs, there's no scenario. Okay. There's no scenario they get left out. The question is, can they get up to 8 to get a home game? Because right now you're at 11. But a really big key for Ole Miss, though, and I think Georgia's a 10-point favorite at home against a real beat-up Tennessee team this week. Nico had a concussion. Sampson, the running back's got a hurt ankle. Ole Miss needs Georgia to win this game. Because if Tennessee goes into Georgia and wins, that's going to cheapen that Georgia win. I'll say this. Tennessee ain't winning this game. This is the Georgia bounce back. They've beaten Tennessee 7 years in a row. And, like, Tennessee's offense, their passing game, you know, you saw the effort when they lost at Arkansas. The offense looked bad at Oklahoma. They're not going to be able to move the ball in this game. I know Georgia's offense has been struggling, but they're going to be fine. I've got it somewhere like 27-13 Georgia or something like that. But we need Georgia to bounce back strong here. I do expect them to do that. But if Tennessee were to beat Georgia on the road, the Georgia win is going to get cheapened. And so we need Georgia to win. And as far as the SEC, so there's a website that does the SEC-generated outcomes and tiebreakers. Dude, I got on it and was like playing with every single outcome to see if Ole Miss could get to Atlanta. And what it comes down to is LSU's got to get a third loss because LSU has beat us head-to-head. But you need LSU. It's a bunch of stuff. We're kind of on the outside looking in. As far as tiebreaker stuff goes with the SEC, Bama's got it on us with two losses. You know, I think A&M has it on us too. So it's kind of looking like what I think is going to happen. Ole Miss is going to sneak up more in the rankings on the bye when like Georgia's going to beat Tennessee, and that's going to knock them down. And then Ohio State's going to beat Indiana next week, I think, and that's going to knock them down. And so I think there's a way for Ole Miss to ease in. I'm hoping can end up in that 8 spot because you really want a home playoff game. But then there's the other side of it. When you look at right now, the bracket that came out on Tuesday, you know, you had 11 Ole Miss going to 6 Penn State. Obviously, playing a cold, rainy game in Pennsylvania in December is going to be a little tough, but we just beat the hell out of them in that Peach Bowl last year. I'm not scared of them. And if you end up in the spot that's the 12 or the 11, then you get to play either the Big 12 or ACC champion second round, and you want to play BYU or Miami or Colorado or whatever and not have to play Ohio State or Bama in the second round. So there actually is some merit to ending up in a spot that isn't matched up with the one seed second round. Because if you end up in the 8, you're going to play probably Oregon or Ohio State second round in a tougher game. But, you know, you're not supposed to look ahead. And obviously, I know this is all rat poison, like Lane said. But, you know, beating Georgia is the hardest part. You know, at Florida, like I said, I don't take that. You know, I'm glad it's an 11 a.m. game. I'm still a little nervous because I do think they're good when Lagway plays. But, you know, how can you not feel good about it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I had another question, too, in the Ole Miss Spirit saying, hey, Ben, I mean, about Florida, if Lagway plays, I mean, it could be tricky, and trips to the Swamp are always tricky for Ole Miss historically. But Ole Miss just did the thing that we'd been waiting for Ole Miss to do, right? Get that big signature premier win with Lane Kiffin. Time to kind of puff your chest out a little bit and not go into it thinking, oh, man, can Ole Miss make sure not trip up at Florida? No, they should beat that team. They should win the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss is on a nice trajectory and all those things. But the one thing that you were talking about there in the terms of all those scenarios, can you imagine an Ole Miss home game coming off what we just saw? You and I just can't get over the atmosphere with Ole Miss, Georgia, and the community, the fellowship, the big family reunion. Can you imagine a home playoff game in like 3 days before Christmas?
I mean,
that would be nuts.
Yeah, so the playoff thing, there's a Friday night, December 20th game, and then there's three on Saturday, the 21st. Gosh, one of those in Oxford, you're not kidding. I mean, it would be the craziest thing of all time. I don't know how it could be better than what we just saw against Georgia. Well, Georgia, that was basically a playoff game already. That was like our, you know, whatever. That was like a round of 32 playoff game is what we saw on Saturday, because that it was, you know, win or get in or you're out. But, yeah, no, I mean, we all want it, and I think it's very, very possible. Like I said, you know, kind of watching results, but I think the key games are Georgia beating Tennessee, Ohio State beating Indiana, and we need Texas to lose at Arkansas or at A&M. And I think it's very possible they could lose at A&M on Thanksgiving night. That's going to be a really tough atmosphere. So, you know, we're kind of pulling against some of those teams at this point.
Help out Mincy by buying a brick watch. Tell them how they can get one. And again,
yeah,
what goes to the Grove Collective, all that stuff, man.
All right, brickwatchcompany.com. Like I said, every watch purchase is $1,000 to the Grove Collective. If you'll DM me at Stool Mincy on Twitter or Instagram, I'll give you a personal phone call. It's funny. This is always a funny part of when I'm slinging the brick watches. People like prank me with fake leads all the time. So I end up calling these like Mississippi State fans, and like somebody sent me a lead and I called some Bama fan yesterday. I don't give a crap. You know, if I get pranked, it's funny. But I mean, if I get a lead,
use it for content.
Well, if I get a lead and a phone number, I'm going to call, because it's not easy. No. These watches are $2,000. So, I mean, it's not an easy sell. So I'm all about going the extra mile. I think I got two sold already, which I think is a positive start. I mean, I think if I get to 10 this time, it's great, because we've already sold 40. And so if I can sell 10 to 15 more, I think that's a reasonable goal. And, yeah, I can't wait. And like I said, Egg Bowl, I'll be up there Black Friday morning. And, you know, can't wait to be there for that. And, yeah, that's kind of what's going on.
Well, definitely hit up Billy Landis, who you met at Barstool,
yeah,
at the Riverland. He'll hook you up with – he'll definitely buy a watch, knowing Bill, man.
Yeah, give me – We'll talk off the air. It was great to meet him, though, because I've heard – you know, I know Riverland Roofing is such a supporter of Ole Miss NIL and such a supporter of Ole Miss Spirit. It was awesome. I was really glad you introduced me to him, because I've heard just a lot of great stuff behind the scenes of how much he's helped in this program.
He's crushing it. Few are doing more in the NIL space for Ole Miss. Riverland Roofing, the little house up top, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. He's Barstool Ben Mintz. He's my friend, and it was great to see you, man. Before we get out of here, it was great to hang out with you in this next season of life that we're both in. I mean, I remember when this guy was doing, you know, local radio in Louisiana, right? You know, grinding, and he's still grinding, but on that level, man, it was really cool to see. So I'm thrilled for you, my friend, and I was thrilled to see you. Can't wait to see you for the Egg Bowl, and hopefully that will cap the 10-2 regular season as Ole Miss goes into the playoffs. So thank you, my friend.
Yeah, hell yeah, damn right, hottie toddy. And like I said, I got a lot of texts about people that took the 35-1. So if you did, let me know, because those of you who did, this is about to be a very special journey.
He nailed it. He's been missed. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.